Welcome to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast with the Traders.
G'day with the Traders, I'm Roy, I coach Destroyer, and I'm here with Warnie,
coach of the Warn Dogs,
and Calvin,
coach of Calvinator.
We are here for the very exciting first price reveal, and we are starting with the mighty, well they were mighty,
they
until
were.
About a week ago, Blue Baggers, my
mighty.
Boys.
Well, we start with the wooden spooners, Roy, so they're not really that mighty.
No, but they were going to be
they
mighty.
They were, Roy. What happened?
I had high hopes. Doc, the new captain, the walk-up.
Yep.
The feel-good pick
yes.
that just got you started this year.
Yep.
It was, well, when we spoke at a podcast a few days ago,
yep.
was our number one pick.
Yeah, it was.
Yep. He was probably going to be the most selected fantasy player for this year.
So in 2017, Sam Docherty averaged 117.
Holy hat.
He got a 30% discount because he missed yep. all the games last year. So he was coming in at a bargain price, $5.93. It was just such a nice place for everyone to start.
Yep.
And
yep.
what I'd said earlier in the week, I just saw him going bang straight away. Like, I'm talking 110 plus.
Yep.
He could have played at the end of last year. He was fit. He was ready to go.
Very,
and, of course, he's done his ACL
lucky.
Again.
Poor bloke.
It's poor bloke's right. I was ready to throw in the towel on everything
yep.
AFL.
It just hit you like a freight train, didn't it?
Yep, it
well,
did.
Glass half full. Mm. Let's look the other way. Who did you initially think was going to be the benefactor? I know this is how we've got to think. I know it's a sad
well,
thing.
After I was done crying
it's
and punching walls, the sicko in me thought, Nick Newman.
Yeah, well, look. So Nick Newman came from Sydney. He moved over in the trade period. He is his value is $552,000. Priced at 76.
Mm.
Right. He did 86 the year before.
Exactly.
And that great debut that everyone was pretty happy
100%.
About.
Well, everyone except
oh, yeah.
one person.
Yeah, the guy that doesn't count.
Yeah. Well,
horse.
Yeah, exactly. The guy that thought Tom Mitchell was a spud.
That's it.
Yeah.
This guy could be like Tom Mitchell.
Could he?
The issue is, Roy, my question is this. Is there, like last year, there was, who's going to get the Doherty role?
Yeah.
Who got it last year?
Well, no it's one just, really.
Is no, there
got to do what he
is there a Doherty
done.
Role? Or is it only when Doherty plays?
Pretty much, it's only when Doherty plays.
Yeah, so
how about Cam O'Shea call going?
Oh,
blokes
yeah.
Mark's
exactly right.
averages 60-something. Like, no, no, they're not Doherty.
No.
But are we going to be putting Newman in this same bracket?
Well, Newman's a proven ball winner.
So what can he go? He's priced at 70-odd.
Yeah. Oh, well, he can push 90 if he gets the right role. Him and Simpson
right
both
role.
Could.
It's just, I'm just not convinced on this Doherty role thing anymore.
Oh, I'm not calling it the Doherty role.
Oh, what's it called?
I just said his role.
Vacant.
If he's got
position.
A good role. Yeah.
Position. Well, he's going to be playing in the off the halfback.
And there's going to be plenty
that,
there,
he's
as
got
usual.
That defender status, which is really important.
100%.
Along there. But
it's an awkward price.
Has Carlton's game plan changed a bit from Doherty's big season that he had of that 117.
Like some more attacking.
Yeah, a few people have said that they played so defensively that there was that ball around there for them to do what they wanted.
Well, I don't know if they've exactly got the clientele now just to go all out attack either. And if they do, there'll probably be more ball back there. So
yeah.
I want to change direction just a little bit here, Roy.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking midfielders because I've looked at Paddy Cripps
yep.
as one of my first pick players.
Yep. Yeah,
but the thing is, you got to pay for that.
You do.
Averaging 109,
yep.
just under 800K.
Yep.
Will
some
you
of the
do
figures
it?
On him, Roy.
Yeah, well, the
finished
thing is, after
really
yeah,
well,
so after the bye, he had a lower score of 98.
That's awesome.
Wow.
And he's pumping out 150 plus in there too. So he's got the ceiling. That if that's your low score, 98
yeah.
in
yeah.
what 11 weeks or something?
Unreal.
He's going to go 111.
Yep.
Plus, so 115 plus, I reckon, actually. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
He is unstoppable. You worry about a tag going to the best player. He's such a bull that he is untaggable. He does so much work inside. He tackles. I think he's safe, 110 plus, 115.
Right, I've got another one I'll throw at you as well. 14 points under what he did the year before is Mark Murphy.
No.
At an average of 97, is he done and dusted?
Yeah, done and dusted. You might pick him up in draft as a bit of a slider. The one I'm looking at, okay, now, Brody Grundy is your must-have ruck.
Yep, I know
we are paranoid about Max gone sharing time with Bruce. And we see him dropping by up to 10 plus points a game, potentially, if he's resting forward too much. Now, that's leaving everyone looking for value because you set and forget. You don't really, you know, it's a wait and see with someone like Max. There's also like Steph Martin and people like that there. But I'm looking for value there now. And Cruiser,
yeah,
he hadn't back to injury-prone Cruiser last year, but a couple of years ago, Cruiser went 105, career high.
Yep.
It was amazing. No, we didn't see that coming, and then he ended up being, yeah, that, well, was he top two rush?
Yeah, yeah. So he's 25 points underpriced.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Based on that.
Is that an anomaly?
Well, yes, no, he's an absolute superstar. If his body's right, you do it.
He's I'm never legit, I've sharing swung. With anyone either,
no,
is he?
No, 100%, because they're not going to pick him and Lobby in the same team, are they? So he is definitely one to watch. Cruiser.
That's it. He's priced at 79.
Well, that's an absolute bargain. Yeah. As is Will Setterfield. So
right. Here we
have been
he's
given
close
a
to your
gift.
Most picked 100%. Carlton player,
yep. isn't he? And to be given that forward status as well, that's just icing on the cake.
Gift.
So Gunn Jr., couple of years injury prone at GWS, didn't get his opportunities. He'll just go straight into the midfield. He's a must have.
And old mate Walshy, he will play round one.
Yep, you've got to pay up for him.
You've got to pay up. He definitely plays. He'll be straight in the guts to start with. And I think I saw his numbers over the under 18 championships.
139 that he averaged per 120 minutes.
Yeah.
And so over his 16 games, he averaged about 120 last year.
And ready to go.
So and he does it through a bit of everything.
Yep.
Like he's, because he's been likened to Josh Kelly, he runs all day, he racks up the peel, he gets plenty of marks, plenty of tackles. He's obviously not going to have 120, but he's worth paying up for because he's easily in their best 22 as well.
That's it.
Now, Stocker is a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, he is.
And he will be good. They must like him or rate him highly because of all that.
Well, they
draft
have to
stuff.
Now too. Like, they've got to play him.
Then the other real cheap one, Hugh Goddard, you've got to consider. He's basement price now after being at the Saints. So
right.
He'd be a nice one just to sit on the bench.
Wouldn't he?
Yeah, and he's got to be half a chance, doesn't he?
Yeah. Now, this is going to be interesting in draft. Someone like Dale Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's got defender status. Yeah. So he's going to be definitely one to watch. And Cade Simpson, in the last, 3 years, he's missed one game.
Yeah.
And he's averaged 100, 95, 96, something like that. Can you consider it? Because you'd say, nah, too old. But you find durability and scoring better than that.
Yeah.
If you want to set and forget defender, you might as well just go him again.
Yeah, hard to start him.
I know.
I feel like. But draft, is he close to... When you did your rolling top six defenders, does he get a little
he's
bit
actually,
of
He's actually...
Get in there now?
Well, he was already seventh, and yes, it's more
comes
consideration.
Comes in for Doherty, and is he scoring better because of the Doherty injury?
Well, I guess he's just scoring just the same as he was now. So you put him, lock him in for 96.
All right. Now, a couple of things that we want to look at across the injuries there. Just some players we need to be aware of. Limited preseason is really important for us as fantasy coaches. Now, we talked about Will Setterfield before, really important. He had an ACL. He did that in the preseason last year. He was training early, though, with Doherty.
Yeah.
Hopefully Doherty hasn't passed on. Hopefully it's not contagious.
No. Doc was back out on the track handballing today for that.
There you go.
What a good bloke. Anyway, so he is still in the rehab group with that, with Setterfield, but it sounds like it's all good for him. He'll resume full training shortly after Christmas. Cruiser had some of those heart injuries last year or during last season.
Yeah.
But he is full training at the moment, so completing
he's
every
my second
session
run.
At the moment.
There
so,
you go.
There you
Scoop.
Go.
All good. So those guys are probably the ones that we need to, I guess be aware of and just know what's going on. A couple of questions that we did get from Twitter about the Blues. Let's have a quick look at some of those. One of them from Pete, is Roy okay about Doherty?
Not really. No, Pete did pick up on it. He actually messaged me on Twitter to see if it was okay. He could pick up my tone.
You came in here a bit flat this afternoon.
Yeah, that's just because I was busting my ass to get here.
Interesting question here from Andy. Is Tom Williamson an option? Now, Tom Williamson, he played 15 games the year before for an average of 51.
Yeah.
So not great, but didn't play a game this season, and he is priced at $260,000, which is 35.
It's a rookie.
He's rookie definitely price. An option. He will score better than that average that he had in his debut season, without a doubt.
Yep. From Kingsy, how many Carlton players is too many to have? Currently on field, he's looking at Newman, Cripps, Walsh, Cruiser, Setterfield, and Goddard, who's on the pines.
Slightly too many.
Nah, you put Goddard onto the bench, and that's okay.
Five.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that's all looking pretty good there. All right, that's... just one question here from Owen. Cripps in the tag. Like you said, there's nothing to worry about there. Is there any worry?
No.
None.
At all.
No. None at all. Beast. If he was ever going to get tagged, you're right, it would have been in the latter half of the season when he was dominating.
Well, they did try a few times.
They tried. Lowest score, 97. Too big. Stat of the night.
98, mate.
All day.
Weren't you paying attention?
Thank you for tuning in. That was the Carlton price reveal. All of our podcasts will be coming out every couple of days, as well as the articles on afl.com.au with a few little sneaky tips. Start getting your little black book together and write down some of these names that we're talking about. At the moment, we've probably only got a few spots left in our 22s for our fantasy team after talking about Carlton. There's only another 17 clubs to go to find players from. Up next will be the Gold Coast Suns.
You've been listening to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast. For more expert advice from the traders, head to afl.com.au/fantasy.